You are listening to Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT 977 The Bolt. Donovan Mann on the phone with Allison Engstrom, the patient experience coordinator over there at HCMH. And you've been a part of HCMH now since last October. So just tell us a little bit about your role for those out there who might not know.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Donovan. My role continues to really focus on our patient feedback, ensuring that our patients are receiving the highest quality care that they expect. I review every single survey we receive, and I look for comments and trends that we can share with staff. And I really, truly appreciate patients who continue to fill out those surveys, because without that feedback, we can't make improvements or really recognize the staff that do a great job.
And why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's happening out there at HCMH?
Sure. This week's National Hospital Week, and really more than ever, our healthcare workers deserve to be celebrated. Our celebrations team has put together some fun days and some events. Free food is always a good thing, too. So there's something every day of the week this week. And it just really gives the staff an opportunity to celebrate how hard that they've been working.
Started touching on it a little bit there, but do you have any more that HCMH is doing to recognize their staff this week?
Incorporating with National Hospital Week, the whole month of May, we're having an Employee of the Week. So staff are encouraged to nominate a coworker and give a reason why they should be the Employee of the Week. It's been a great way to make someone's day and shows just how important our coworkers are to each other. There's a lot of different things that I'm getting in my office through these nominations that are really heartfelt and heartwarming. The other thing that we're doing is we're kicking off a new award here at HCMH. It's called the Daisy Award. And this is a national and actually global award that was created to say thank you to nursing staff who've made an impact on a patient's or their family member's life. And this award is in honor of a gentleman named Patrick Barnes who passed away from a disease. And after his passing, his family created this award to really show how thankful and grateful they were for the nurses that took care of him. So we are going to be kicking off that. And then another way to recognize any staff member, not just nursing, is through our Healthcare Heroes Award. So this is just another opportunity to say thank you to an HCMH employee for going above and beyond your expectations.
And so how can we nominate an employee for any of these awards?
You can go to our website and click on the Patient and Visitors tab, and it will give you some additional information and an opportunity to share your story. And we really take it from there. Also, we have nomination boxes and forms available throughout the hospital, too.
All right. We really do appreciate your time. Before I let you go, if any patients were to have any questions or want to visit with you, what is a good way for them to do so?
As always, you can call the hospital at 332-4200, and that's to speak with Allison. Or you can email me at allisona@humboldthospital.org.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.